We have been examining the Perek in Yirmiyahu, which is Perek HaBeis. And last year, we took that Perek and compared it to Psukim that are found in Malachim and Divrei Hayamim. And essentially what we examined in the last Shiurim, the last number of Shiurim, we have pointed out the role of Manhigim, and the Navi really has underscored the significance of a Manhig, specifically in the area of Mishpat and Tzedek. We mention a series of kings, starting from Menashe, of course, who was a terrible Melech, a Melech Rasha, who was responsible for introducing Avodah Zarah throughout the length and breadth of the land, and whose impact remained for decades, a deleterious impact. And then we spoke about Yoshio HaMelech, we discussed Yehoyakim, Yehoyachin, Tzidkiyahu, Chazal speak of as being a Melech Shalem, with one exception, not listening to the Navi, to Yirmiyahu HaNavi. And here we went through Perek Chaf Aleph, and Perek Chaf Aleph at great length. We discussed there this idea. The Malchim is David, who was supposed to epitomize Mishpat and Tzedakah, and their primary function is Lahatzel Gozel Miyad Eishek, and unfortunately, they did not do so. And the beginning of Perek HaBeis as well, we had noticed this mandate of Pasuk Gimel in Perek HaBeis, Kor Amar Hashem, Asu Mishpat Utzlaka Vatzilu, Gozlu Miyad Oshuk, Miyad Oshok, V'giyar Yosef V'almona Al Tonu, V'al Tachmosu, V'dom Noki Al Tishpichu, B'mokam Azeh. And tragically and unfortunately, that is not what happened. And as a result, Perek HaBeis goes on to describe the Malachim who deteriorated, and the result, of course, was tragic in terms of each of the different Malachim. And each of the Malachim, in effect, did not last for an extended period of time. And even Eretz Yisrael is crying out. And the Psukim at the end of Perek HaBeis indicate this. Pasuk Chavtes, Eretz, Eretz, Oretz, Shimi Dvar Hashem. Pasuk Lamed, Koma Hashem, Kisu Es Ha'ish Hazeh Ariri, Gever Lo Yitzlach B'yomov. And again, we mention that here we have a reference to Konya, who is a wretched kind of person wandering from one country to the next. And we describe how this person is not going to be matzliach, childless, ki lo yitzlach mizaro ish yeshu al kisei David u'moshe lo'id b'Yehuda. And we mention, although we find that as the Rishonim here point out, the Radak specifically, that Zerubbabel, his great-grandson, did rule over Yehuda. But Chazal say this was because Yehoyachin did Tshuva while he was in prison. This is the godless, the greatness of Tshuva. But what's been underscored here is really the role of a Melech and how a Melech has to function and how, unfortunately, the Navi describes how these kings went awry. And again, the beginning of Perek Chof Gimel, the Navi continues in this vein. And the entire Perek is concerned with Manhigim, Manhigus, which of course is off the Derech, and the result is the Ribbono Shel Olam has to go ahead and effect a total transformation. There has to be a different kind of Manhig, and that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to do ultimately. We're going to read the Psukim, and then the bulk of the chapter speaks about Nevi'ei Sheker, Nevi'im, who obviously misled the people, Nevi'im who unfortunately led us down the primrose path, and the Navi, of course, laments these kinds of Nevi'im and their tactics, and how, in effect, the impact that they had was tragic. An impact of Churban. And towards the end of the parak, we'll read about the notion of Masa, which is a kind of Nevuah, And Masa, of course, also can refer to a burden. And unquestionably, Nebuah is a burden, but it can be a Masa which is of a positive nature, or Chas v'Shalom, Masa which is of a negative nature. And so let's begin to read the Perek and examine some of the elements that are found. Perek of Gimel Pasuk Aleph. Hoy roim ma'abdim u'mefitzim et son ma'bisinu ma'shem. Again, an idea which we've seen many, many times, already starting from the beginning of the idea of a manig in Parshas Pinchas. Moshe Rabbeinu looks for a manig to replace himself, and he tells Hashem that Ribono shel Olam, Yivkor Hashem Elokei Aruchos lechol basar isha lo eido, asher yetzi lefneihem, asher yavu lefneihem, v'asher yotziehem, v'asher yeviehem, v'lo tia adas Hashem katzon, asher ein lehem roeh. Klal Yisrael is compared to a tzon, which has a shepherd leading his flock, a pastor. And can say that this idea throughout Tanakh is fine. It's found everywhere. The notion that we are the flock of Hashem Yisbarach, tzon kadoshim, the Psukim Yecheskel, and many other times, Olois Yenahel. And again, it has to be under the stewardship, under the tutelage of a manig who cares about Klal Yisrael, a manig who epitomizes Mishpat Tzedakah. And so here we have again, falling upon the heels of Perech of Beis, a rather tragic description of manigim, Malchi Yehuda, who are evil, Hoy roim ma'abdim, u'mefitzim etzom ma'risim u'mashem, as a result of their leadership, lackluster leadership, wayward leadership, we, of course, were scattered, went into Golus. L'chein ko'am Hashem Elokei Yisrael, al haroim haroim es ami. Those that pasture Klal Yisrael. Atem afitzosim es soni vatadichum. You were responsible, actually, for driving away my flock. V'lo fekadete meisom. You didn't take care of them. Hineni peikil aleichem. Es roya mal aleichem. Nu'um Hashem. You didn't watch them, you didn't guard them, and as a result, of course, b'midah shadah meidin, meidin loy, and the result will be tragic. And the result will be godless. And the Rebbeinu Shlom says in Pasuk Gimel, v'ani akabeitze shevis tzoni, mikol ha'arotz ha'shashiri dachti esom shom, v'ashireisi esem al neveyen, ufaru v'rabu. We are, of course, driven out of Eretz Yisrael. There was a Churban, Churban HaMikdash, Churban Yerushalayim, a total Churban. We're in Golos, we are Nidochim, we are driven away and pushed away, but ultimately Hashem is Barach. Again, Yirmiyahu also has elements of Nechama, and the Nechama is we're going to come back, but who will take us back? Hashem is Barach, and we will be fruitful, we'll multiply. But then, of course, what will Hashem is Barach do in Pasuk Dalid? V'akimotzi aleim roim b'ra'um v'lo yiru'ov v'lo yichatu v'lo yipokeidu num Hashem. We'll have shepherds, manhigim, who are obviously going to be interested and concerned and sensitive to our welfare, who will lead us in the proper way and who will take care of us. And the Rishonim explain that this is going to be a reference to the Zman HaMashiach. And we see this clearly from the next set of psukim. Pasuk Hei tells us, Hinei yomim ba'im num Hashem. Ribono shel Olam says, there are going to be days that are going to come. V'ki meisi l'David tzemach tzadik. And here, the reference is to the idea of Mashiach. Ribono shel Olam is going to set up for us tzemach tzadik. There will be a righteous kind of shoot, and this of course is one that we are, a description that is, that we are quite familiar with. We have actually in Sefer Yeshayahu, one of the most famous prokim in Sefer Yeshayahu, that speaks of this idea. The Navi, in the very beginning of Sefer Yeshayahu, talks about the idea of Mashiach. We'll just start with Perek Beis, and perhaps we'll refer to another Mara Malka Mishayahu as well. In the beginning of Perek Bez Yishayahu, the Navi speaks about an ideal situation. He speaks of Hadavar Shechazo Yishayahu Ben Amatza Yehuda Yerushalayim V'haya Bachris Hayamim Nachon Yiyah Har Beis Hashem Rosh Harim V'nisa Migvaos V'naru Olam Kol Hagoyim V'olchu Amim Rabim V'yamru L'chu V'nal Al Har Hashem El Beis Elokei Yaakov. All the Goyim will want to ascend and go up to the Makam Amigdash in Yerushalayim V'yoreinu Midrachov V'nelcho V'yarchosav Kim Yitzion Teitzei Seira U'dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. And v'shafat ben agoyim, we're going to talk about a person who will give toichacha and will judge. V'ochiach lamim rabim v'chitzu achar b'osam li'itim v'acham yisoseim l'maz meiros l'yisa goyol goy cherem v'lo yimudu oy milchama. This of course is a haftacha bizman ha-mashiach, when people will become tzaddikim and the entire world will recognize the godless of Hashem. But this idea of tzemach, the notion that is spoken about over here in Yirmiyahu Chaf Gimel Pasukei, Vakimosi LeDavid Tzemach Tzadik. Also, when one examines the well-known Perek in Yishayahu, Perek Yud Aleph, and preceding to that Perek as well, right in Perek Yud, Les Yipsukim, the Navi speaks about Odayom Binov La'amod. You know, faith yodo har basion givas Yerushalayim. At the beginning of Yidal, v'yatzo chayter migeza Yishai, a shoot is going to spring forth from Yishai, from David HaMelech, v'neitze misharosh of Yifre, and of course the idyllic description, v'nachala ruach Hashem, ruach chochmo vina, ruach etzo gvura, ruach das v'yiras Hashem, v'harichay v'yiras Hashem, v'loy l'mareinu av Yishmai, v'loy l'mishmaz nav yochiach, v'shafat b'tzedek dalim v'ochiach b'mishor le'an v'yoretz v'yiko eretz v'shevet piv v'ruach svasov yamis rasha v'yo tzedek ezor masnav v'emuno ezor chalatzav. So obviously the Mashiach, who's a melech, melech ha-Mashiach, is someone who is gifted and has the capacity and the ability to both be a shofet, there's mishpat and there's tzedakah. As the Navi described in Shayo Perek Yud Aleph, v'shafa b'tzedek dalim, v'yad tzedek ezor masnav, v'emuna ezor chalatzav. So these are the qualities that are missing, that are lacking in the Manhigei Yisrael, that we have described in Prokim, Chaf Aleph, and Chaf Beis, and this is what's going to change. And this is what we have here, described in a very dramatic fashion in Pasuk Hei. Hinei yomim ba'im num Hashem, makimos l'David, Tzemach Tzadik. Of course, we know in the davening of the Shemoneh Esrei, we say as well as Tzemach David Abdecha Meira Satzmiach, which it's proud very soon. The Karnoi Torah Mishua Secha Ki Lishua Secha Ki Binu Kol Hayom. That's the Bracha Matzmiach Keren Yeshua. And here also, we have the ideal Melech. The Melech HaMashiach is the ideal king. Umalach Melech Vehiskil V'yasam Mishpat Utsdaka Ba'aretz. Exactly what all the other kings did not do, and as a result, Nebuchadnezzar came in and dispersed us and scattered us and destroyed Yerushalayim. That was Machlokes Beis Hamikdash because of the lack of Mishpat and Tzedakah. The ideal Melech, the Melech HaMashiach, will reintroduce the idea of Mishpat and Tzedakah Ba'aretz. And the Navi continues, Yirmiyahu Chaf Gimel Vav, B'yamav Tivasha Yehuda V'Yisrael Yishkoin Lavetach. Obviously, there will be the Yeshua, unlike the Metzilas David says, unlike the Yimei Bayis Sheni, where only Yehuda was restored. Here, it will be about the restoration of Yehuda and Yisrael. B'zeh Shmo Asher Yikro Hashem Tzidkenu. Here, in effect, the name that is going to be called is the name of Hashem Tzidkenu. The Radak here notes the following. In his beautiful parish, he says that the Mashiach is going to be called by this name, Hashem Tzidkenu l'fisha b'yamav, yiyeh tzedek, Hashem lanu kiyum tamid, lo yasur. There will be a perpetual state of tzedek, mishpat and tzedakah. And that is what's happening over here. There is a stark contrast between this perek, Chav Gimel, and the program that preceded it. The program that preceded it spoke about Malachim who did not represent Mishpat and Tzedakah. There was Shechitut, there was Hashchasa, there was corruption, there was moral turpitude. And now we will have the ideal Melech, of course, the Melech Evyon, compared to the Melech Elyon, Hashem Yisbarach, and Mashiach Tzikeinu, the Melech HaMashiach, of course, is in effect carrying out the Melech Elyon's mandate of Mishpat and Tzedakah. And that's why he's called by a beautiful description, Hashem Tzidkeinu, the Tzedakah, the Tzedek of Hashem Yisbarach. It's very fascinating that the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, when the Rambam describes the mandate, the role of a king, so the Rambam has a very beautiful description that's found at the end of Perek Dalet. And the Rambam, at the end of Perek Dalet and Hilchos Melachim, in Halacha Yud, the Rambam tells you what exactly is the role of a king. And he says the following, Kol ha'aretz shekovesh harei yishalo. You know that a king has the ability to go ahead and conquer and confiscate property. The Mishpat HaMelech was already mentioned by the Navi Shmuel, and the Gemara describes it, Kol ha'amur b'pashas melech, melech mutabo, the Gemara in Sanhedrin. And therefore the Rambam says, whatever he conquers is his. V'neisim la'avoda v'l'anshi ha'melchama k'fi ma she'irtza. He can divvy up the land as he so desires. U'meiniach le'atzmo k'fi ma she'irtza. He can take what he wants. U'b'chol elu advarim din odin. And whatever he does, ultimately, he is the ultimate autocrat, absolute kind of monarchy, if you will. However, the Rambam qualifies this. We're not simply talking about autocracy or Achmar al-Litzlan, a kind of dictator or a kind of despot. God forbid. Uvakol yiu masal l'shem shamayim. Obviously, that which motivates him has to be l'shem shamayim. V'tiyem migam masal machshavto l'harim dasa emes. What is his ultimate tilos? The Rambam says to elevate the true religion. Ulamaloi sa'olam tzedek. The primary function of the melech, there should be a sense of tzedek, of justice, of equity, of ethics and morality, of righteousness, v'lishbar zroya ha-rishoyim, and to break the hand of the rishoyim, uli lochim l'chamas Hashem, and to fight the battles of Hashem Yisbarach, shei mamlich l'melech tchila, el lasos mishpat l'chamas. The function of a king is to effect mishpat, and to wage war, shenemar v'shavteinu malkeinu, v'yatza l'faneinu, so it's very clear from the Rambam that the sense of Mishpat and the sense of Tzedek, those are the elements that have to guide the king. And we know we've already spoken about this a number of times. There was also a kind of dialectic, a kind of tension that's embedded in a king. On the one hand, a king, of course, a melech, has to utilize the takifus of a king. There's an element of din, of sternness. Melech shemachal al kvedei, Chazal say, ein kvedei machul shetei maslu alecha, has to be a sense of fear, midas hadin, but at the same time, of course, the melech has to exhibit a sensitivity to every single individual. And the Rambam writes this at the end of Perek Beis Hilchos Melachim. Perhaps we'll read a bit of that as well. The Rambam is concerned, as the Rishonim are concerned, and as the Torah is concerned about chas v'shalom, a sense of gaiva that a king might develop. The Ramban Chumash notes that this gaiva, or in general, the issue of gaiva has its makar in the Parsa Melech and Shaitin, Levilti Rum Bevava Me'echav, Ulevilti Sur Menam Mitzvah Yamu Nismol. A king sometimes can have a tendency towards arrogance because of his position, because of his ability to dominate. So the Rambam writes at the end of Perek Beis, Halacha Vav, the Rambam says there's an obligation to everyone, has to be mechabed the melech, but at the same time the melech should not become haughty. Kach tzivo lios libo bikirbo shafal v'chalol shenema v'libi chalol bikirbi v'lo yinhag gasus lei b'yisrael yeser b'day. He should not demonstrate any kind of arrogance or gaiva. Shenema levil tzivum v'vavu me'echad v'yachonein numerachim b'ktanim b'gdolim. He should show rachmanis to those that are gdolim, to those that are ktanim. should intercede and should try to the extent that he can, to help everyone. Even the smallest, the youngest individual, he should show sensitivity to. When he speaks to the public, he should speak softly. And the Rambam then goes on to say a little bit later, he should show tremendous humility. He has to have the skin of a pachyderm. He has to weather all kinds of barbs and insults that are thrown at him. And here we mention again this idea that a manhig, a melech, is a roya, is a shepherd, is a pastor. Lirois v'Yakov Amo, he has to shepherd his flock. V'darpa sh'roya mefurish v'kabbalah, the Rambam quotes the pasuk. K'roya edra yira, as a flock is led by its shepherd. B'zroya yikabit sloyim uv'cheko yisa olois yinahel. So here, in the beginning of Perek of Gimel, we have an incredible description of Hashem Yisbarach, who's going to replace the Roim that misled us, that were misguided, that somehow became caught up with arrogance, that unfortunately became ensconced in Avodah Zarah, and they're going to be replaced entirely. Hashem Yisbarach will appoint new Roim, and they of course are epitomized by the Melech HaMashiach, who's called Hashem Tzidkenu. And now the Navi begins to describe a series of psukim, which the Gemara dashens at the end of the first parak of Maseches Brachas, psukim that we saw earlier, and we'll have to examine again why these psukim are quoted twice. Again, the Rishonim are concerned about this issue, and the pasuk says the following: Pasuk Zayin, "Lachenin neyamin boyim nu Hashem, v'lo yomru od chay Hashem asher holos b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim." No longer will they say, Chai Hashem, who took us out of Mitzrayim, but rather, Kim Chai Hashem, Asher Ha'alav, Asher Hevi, Azera, Beis Yisrael, Be'eretz Tzafona, U'mikol Ha'arotzos, Asher Yidachtim Shom, V'yoshru Alad Masam. Now what they're going to say is somewhat different. Now they're going to say that Hashem will no longer be known only for that which He did in Mitzrayim, that He took us out of Mitzrayim, but rather, Hashem Yisbarach will be known now as someone, in effect, who took Klal Yisrael from the Churban, Tzafona, and in effect what he did was, we were dispersed, we were scattered, and once again Hashem Yisbarach brought us back al Adnasam Teretz Yisrael. These psukim, the Mefarshim point out, the Radak, and other Mefarshim as well, I found earlier in Yirmiyahu, we actually studied this psukim as well. If you take a look for a moment, a bit earlier in Sefer Yirmiyahu, you'll notice in Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Yudalid, and Pasuk Tes Vav, these psukim are found there. And truthfully, whenever one sees a series of psukim that repeat themselves, even though it's true that the Radak has noted that the repetition more or less contains similar ideas, and we're talking about Yomim Boyim Num Hashem, which generally is an allusion, a reference to Kibbutz Golios, a reference to Mashiach Tzidkenu, and that's the context that we are obviously talking about now, as you mentioned a moment ago, and it seems to be an element of repetition, but more or less the idea is simply being given chizuk. The idea is being given additional strengthening by virtue of the fact that it's mentioned a second time. But perhaps we will look a bit more carefully into the psukim and attempt to understand some of the distinctions between the description here in Perek Tes Zayin and the description in Perek Chof Gimel. And let's look for a moment in Perek Tes Zayin and compare the language that's found there. Undoubtedly, in general, it is very comparable to that which we find over here. The idea is certainly the same, as the Radak has pointed out. But there are a number of distinctions that already are mentioned by the Das Seferim. And when one reads the text, one can see these distinctions. And perhaps we'll examine the context to see the difference. In Perek Tezayin, the Pasuk says, Lachein, Hine Yomim Baim Nu'um Hashem. And that is obviously comparable to the language found in Perek Chof Gimel, Pasuk Zayin. We continue in Perek Tes Zayin. V'lo yi'omer od, Chai Hashem, Asher Helo As B'nai Yisrael, Me'eretz Mitzrayim. It will no longer be said. And in Perek Chof Gimel, the Lashon is, V'lo yomru od, Chai Hashem, Asher Helo As B'nai Yisrael, Me'eretz Mitzrayim. That's one distinction. A second distinction that we have in Pasuk Ches, Ki Imchai Hashem, that's mentioned in Perek Chof Gimel rather, Ki Imchai Hashem in Perek Chof Gimel, it says, Asher Helo v'Asher Hevi, Ezer HaBeis Yisrael me'eretz Tzafona, u'mikol ha'arotzos asher yidachtim shom v'yoshru lad masam. And in Perek Tezayin, the Navi says, Ki Imchai Hashem, Asher Helo es b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Tzafon. In Tezayin, it only mentions Asher Helo, and here we have additional language in Perek Chof Gimel, Asher Helo v'Asher Hevi. Thirdly, in the language that's found in Perek Tezayin, the lashon is Me'eretz Tzafon u'mikol ha'arotzos asher hidicham sham. And here, the language that's found in Perek Chof Gimel, it indicates Me'eretz Tzafona u'mikol ha'arotzos asher hidachtim sham. We're talking about the use of the first person, Guf Rishon. And furthermore, another distinction is the end of the Pasuk. In Perek Tezayin, the Pasuk says, V'hashivosim alad masam, asher nasati la'avosam. Hashem will restore them to the land that He gave to their forefathers. And here, the lashon of the Pasuk is, V'yashvu alad masam. There's an obvious distinction between the two descriptions. Namely, the first description seems to be not as ideal, not as idyllic as the one that's found in Perek Chof Gimel. The one in Tezayin undoubtedly speaks of the terrible shibud that Klal Yisrael will be subjected to. Again, we are the ones who are at fault. But in Perek Chof Gimel, it is more specific, more precise, Asher Helo v'Asher Hevi, as opposed to Asher Helo. And there it spoke about B'nai Yisrael, and here it speaks about Zerah Beis Yisrael. There it says, as we mentioned, Asher Hidicham Shom, where Hashem had driven them. And here, the use of the first person, Asher Hidachtim Shom. There it says, V'Hashivosim Alad Masam. And here it says, V'Yoshua Alad Masam, which is an ideal kind of setup. Means basically earlier, the reason why Hashem Yisbarach is bringing us back is because of a kind of schus avos, Hashem nasati la'avosam, but in Perek Chof Gimel, we ourselves have become worthy of living in Eretz Yisrael. So here we have really two different descriptions, even though the idea obviously is the same, but certainly some of the detail and some of the pratim are markedly different. And perhaps one can ask why the necessity for two different descriptions, and here it would be necessary to examine again, just for a few moments, the psukim that are found in Perek Tezvav and Tezayin, the psukim that precede that particular nevuah, and contrast it with that which we saw here in Prokem Chav Aleph, Chav Beis, and Chav Gimel. When one looks at the psukim in Perek Tezvav, let's start with there. So there, the Navi speaks very harshly about Klal Yisrael and how Klal Yisrael, in effect, has deserted Hashem Yisbarach. Let's stop for a moment. In the beginning of Perek Tezvav, the Navi speaks about different types of punishments that will be meted out to Klal Yisrael. Asher lamavis lamavis in Perek Beis, Perek Tezvav. Asher lacherev lacherev. Asher larav larav. Asher lashvi lashvi. And we have a very tragic description of what will happen, and Rachman Litzan will be horrific. All this, of course, was a result of the handiwork of Menashe. And who is going to have Rachmanis on Yerushalayim? And Hashem says, we have abandoned him, and therefore we're going to be winnowed, Pasuk Zayin, Va'ezraim, B'mizre, B'shar Ha'aretz. And we have a description of Rachman Litzlan, of almanos, of widows, and a city that has become full of terror, a city that's completely full of busho klima, and somehow exposed to our enemies. And the Navi himself indicates he is lamenting the day that he was born in Pasuk Yud, Perek Tes Vav. And the Navi continues there in Perek Tes Vav, exactly describing what, in effect, Yirmiyahu asks Hashem Yisbarach to take nekama on the enemies of Klal Yisrael. But the pain and the wound that is described at great length again is a function of our behavior. And of course, ultimately, we ask Hashem for Atzalah. And continuing Perek Tes Zayin, we have a further description, a very horrific, a very morbid description of what's going to be people dying of sickness, people who are not going to be the recipient of hesped, people will not be nikbar, will not be buried, and what will happen to their bodies, Rachman Litzlan. And the Navi continues to describe how Gedol and Miktanim are going to die. That's Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Vav. Lo yikaveiro, v'lo yispedu lehem, v'lo yisgodad, v'lo yikarech lehem. And there will not be Avelus. And Hashem Yisbarach indicates there will be Rachman Litzlan, a cessation of Kol Sasa and Kol Simcha, Kol Chasa and Kol Kala. A dreadful description, all as a result of our abandonment of Hashem Yisbarach. That's the Pasuk Yud Aleph. V'yamarte aleyhem al asher ozu avoseichem, osinu mashem, v'yochach v'yel him acherim, v'yavdum, v'yishtachavu lehem, v'yotzi ol zovu estarasi lo shomaru. And we have gone acherei shrivus libeinu. And as a result, the tragic results. And in this context, then we have that Pasuk. Hine yomim boim nu mashem, no longer will Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim and the Shibu that preceded it be really at the forefront, but rather what happened as a result of the Golos and the Churban, and of course ultimately Hashem Yisbarach returning us back to Eretz Yisrael. And as mentioned, that is the backdrop for that particular description, for that particular Haftacha of the Navi. Here in Perek of Gimel, as we have been discussing the last two or three shiurim, here the focus is not so much on the people, although obviously they are also mentioned, but here the focus primarily is on the manhigim and on the Nevi'i Sheker that we're going to discuss in Perek of Gimel. The manhigim who went awry. Of course, here also we have mention of Avodah Zarah that Klal Yisrael were involved in, of their abandoning of Hashem Yisbarach, such as, for example, in the Pasuk, Perek HaBeis, Pasuk Ches and Tes, Goyim kam, v'yamu Yisrael, al me'asa Hashem kocha lo yagdela azis, v'yamu al asher ozvu es bris Hashem, Elokeyem, v'yishtachavu l'elohim acherim v'yadum. And the result of that particular approach, but the focus here, as I said, is less on the people and that which they did, their handiwork, and more so on the Malachim. And we listed already the Malachim, starting from Menashe, and Yoshiyahu, and Yehoshaphat, and Yoyakim, and Yoyachin, and ultimately Tzidkiyahu HaMelech, and the tragedy of the lack of Mishpat and Tzedakah, a tragedy which will be Mesukan by Mashiach Tzidkenu. And that's what we just, in effect, discussed at the very beginning of the Shir, and what we have been speaking about regarding the role of the Melech HaMashiach, the restoration of Ishmael and Tzedakah. So here, when the Navi says in Perek of Gimel, Pasuk Zayin, Ches, we mentioned some distinction between the earlier Perek and this Perek. This seems to be the ideal, because the ideal, of course, is once the Melochim are now treading on the proper path, and once they are committing themselves to Mishpat and Tzedakah, they, of course, The quintessence of that Mishpat Tzedakah is embedded in Mashiach, the Melech HaMashiach, Hashem Tzidkenu. Then the Navi says as well, we will no longer say Chai Hashem Hashahelos B'nai Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim, namely the Shiabud Mitzrayim, the Gulas Mitzrayim, but rather now the Havtacha of the Navi is Ki Imchai Hashem Hashahelos V'Hashahei V'Yezer Beis Yisrael Meretz Tzafona U'Mikol Ha'arotz HaSashiri Daftim Shom V'Yoshua Lad Masan. So the need apparently for the Havtacha of this Navi Yirmiyahu to be repeated twice is once is in the backdrop of the Am, of the people, of how they behave and their handiwork, and one is in the backdrop of the Manhigim, of the Malchus Yisrael, of the kings, of the leadership, and both of these require this kind of Havtacha. The Gemara comments at the end of the first paragraph, Maseches Brachos, and we'll mention this Gemara because it's a very famous Gemara. The Gemara tells us, it's also a Mishnah, the Mishnah writes, and Daf Yibbezim Abbezim, Maseches Brachos, a famous Mishnah, because this Mishnah appears in the Haggadah Shel Pesach that we say on Pesach night. The Mishnah mentions, Maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelos, the obligation to mention the Pasha of Tzitzis, the Kriya Shema, because it has in it the idea of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Even though Rashi says over there that nighttime is not as man of tzitzis, the pasuk says a reason also. However, because of Yitzias Mitzrayim, we mention the parsha of Vayomer when we say the Kriya Shema at nighttime. The Mishnah continues: Om Rabbi Lozman Azariah Ariani ki ben Shivim Shana, Lozachis Shteomer Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelos, Adche Darsha Ben Zoma. Ben Zoma is the source of the drasha Shenemar. The pasuk says you should remember the day you left Mitzrayim, all the days of your life. And the Mishnah darshens, Kol Yimechayecha Hayomim. The language of Kol refers to the days, the obligation of mentioning in Yitzias Mitzrayim during the day. Kol Yimechayecha Alelos, the ribuy of Kol refers to the night. The Mishnah continues, V'chacham Momim Yimechayecha Olam Hazeh. Chacham darshen, the language of Yimei Chayecha refers to this world. Kol Yimei Chayecha Lov L'Yimos HaMashiach refers to the obligation to mention it, L'Yimos HaMashiach. And here the Gemara quotes a Braisa that is the subject of our interest relating to the Pesukim we just read in Yirmiyahu Perach of Gimel. Tanya Omalem Ben Zeyme L'Chachomim. Ben Zeyme Esther Chachomim, you claim that the language of Kol obligates us to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim L'Mos HaMashiach. V'chi maskiri Yitzias Mitzrayim L'Mos HaMashiach? Is that something that's going to happen? V'alo kvar nema, doesn't it say, Hine yamin boim num Hashem, v'layom ruod chay Hashem asher helos b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim, ki im chay Hashem asher helo, v'asher hevi, ezer abeis Yisrael me'eretz Tzafona, u'mikol ha'arotz asher yidachtim shom. There's going to be a change in the theme. The theme will no longer be Yitzias Mitzrayim, but the theme will now be Hashem Yisbarach who took us from Eretz Tzafon, from Golus, and from all the other places we were driven and scattered. So the Gemara is quoting the pasuk here in the Yirmiyahu Perach of Gimel. So the Gemara answers Amru lo to this query of Ben Zoma to Chacham. The Chacham responded, Lo Sheti'oka Yitzias Mitzrayim Imkoma. Doesn't mean that Yitzias Mitzrayim is going to be totally negated. It will no longer be mentioned. But rather, it just means Shetei Shibud Malchios Ikar V'Yitzias Mitzrayim Tofelo. Yitzias Mitzrayim will now take a back seat, a back bench, so to speak, to that which, of course, is the present situation, namely the Shibud Malchios, and hopefully the Geula that Hashem Yisbarach is going to effect for us. And the Gemara draws an analogy: Ki Yotzi Bata Omer Lo Yikari Shimcha Od Yaakov Ki Yisrael Yeshemecha. When Yaakov's name was changed from Yaakov to Yisrael, says the Gemara, Lo Sheyakir Yaakov Imkomo. It's not the name of Yaakov was no longer used, but rather El Yisrael Ikar V'Yaakov Tofelo. Yisrael will be the main name, and Yaakov will be the name that will be subordinate, they'll be secondary. And this is exactly the same idea. The Gemara says, "V'cheinu Omer," he quotes the pasuk Yeshayahu, "Al tiskru rishonos, v'kadmonios al tisbonunu, al tiskru rishonos zeshiv malchios, v'kadmonios al tisbonunu zeyitzias Mitzrayim." So in effect, Yitzias Mitzrayim will become Tafel, and the Shiva Malchios, the Gula, the present, will become of an Iker nature. And that's exactly what the Psukim here in Yirmiyahu are suggesting to us, namely, that which is associated with Yitzias Mitzrayim will be less significant than that which will be associated with Gula, the Mosa Mashiach. And that Gula, as we mentioned, will come about as a result of two different forces, two different phenomena. One that has a backdrop of Am Yisrael abandoning Hashem Yisbarach, and that's found in Perek Tes Zayin. And the other, of course, is the backdrop found here in Yirmiyahu Chav Gimel, the backdrop of the Manhigim, those that were supposed to lead, that unfortunately deviated and did not provide the kind of direction and the kind of manhigus that they were supposed to provide. So both times we have mentioned the idea of the Haftacha of this Navi, and unquestionably, each Haftacha, as I said, is really a function of a particular backdrop. Whether the backdrop happens to be the Am Yisrael and our handiwork and our abandonment of Hashem Yisbarach, where the backtrack happens to be the unfortunate and tragic leadership that Klal Yisrael was zochet to, that Hashem Yisbarach is going to completely bring about and effect a major change. And that change, of course, will ultimately bring us back to Eretz Yisrael. So perhaps that is the reason why we had the language that we saw quoted twice, even though, as Radak points out, the Yisod is essentially the same Yisod, but perhaps the reason why we have a duplication is due to two different phenomena. One phenomena relating to Am Yisrael and our behavior, and the other phenomena relating to the idea of manhigos, leadership, or lack thereof. And that's exactly what the Navi is telling us. Both of these elements will be reflected. Let's continue a bit further, a few more psukim. And now we are going to be examining Nevi'ei Sheker and their handiwork. And that's exactly what this whole parak is about. It's about Melachim who didn't lead, and Nevi'im who misled. And the Navi continues in Pasuk Tes, La Nevi'im Nishbar Libi Bekirbi, Rachat Vukalatz Mosa Yisiki Ishiko. The Navi describes himself as someone who is drunk, not knowing what to do. And we're talking about because of Nevi'ei Sheker, who are Mechal Hashem Shamayim, who ki gever avor yoyim ne Hashem, umne divrei kodesho. Yirmiyahu was upset. The Abbanel writes that what upset Yirmiyahu was the fact that, as we know, when Nevi'im were seized by a Ruach Nevuah, they would lose control of their faculties. However, Nevi'ei Sheker didn't have that kind of experience. Although they were engaged in every kind of skullduggery, including adultery that the Navi speaks of, they would continue to be menabe. And the Pasuk indicates this in Pasuk Yud, Ki minafim ala haaretz, ki minei ala av la haaretz, yavshunos midbar, batim rutsasen rog, vurasen leichein, ki gam Navi gam koin chadefu, gam bevesi matzasi rasam num Hashem. Again, we're speaking about Rachman al-Islan. The Radak says, adultery, and we're talking about Sheker, Shavuos of Sheker, and the Radak notes, how can the Nevi'ei Sheker mislead the people to believe nothing's going to happen when they see with their own eyes destruction? Lachen yedarkalem kalachalaklakos. Their way should be slippery, ba'afelo yidachu v'nafuba, ki avi aleim rosh, naspikudasen numashem. And the Navi continues describing this Nevi'ei Sheker. Pasuk Yud Gemel, Nevi'ei Shomra Yisit Tifla, Hi Nabu Vabal Vayasu Esami Es Yisrael, they misled us. Pasuk Yud Dalu, Nevi'ei Yushalayim, Reis Yisharu Ra Na'of, Valoch Vashekher, again adultery and all kinds of sheker v'chizku yidei mereyim devil yishavu ishmeraso ha yulich kulam kisdeim v'yeshvei kamera. This is a comment that we find in Tanakh a number of times being compared to Sdeim v'amera, chas v'shalom, Sdeim v'amera, of course, clearly were individuals who were shakua berishusam. The sense of sheker, of flattery, the Radak says, flattery in the sense of being mishabech, that which people did, and not giving them tochacha, which is what a Navi is supposed to do. That's what Yirmiyahu Navi, of course, did, but the Nevi'i Sheker did not do so, and therefore, Ribbono Shel says, "Ko Amar Hashem, Tzvokos Al Tishmor Divrei Hanaviim Anibim Lachem, Mabilim Eim Eschem Chazon, Liba Midaberu, Lo Mipi Hashem." They are not Nevi'im. There is Nivs Vasayim yet, but the Nivs Vasayim does not emanate from a Tzivui of Hashem Isbarach. Pasuk Yizayin, Omrim Omor Limnatzai Divrei Hashem Shalom Yelachem. They prophesy there will be peace. L'chol Olech Mishris Libo Amro. Amru Lo Sav Alechem Ra. They indicate nothing is going to happen. Nothing wayward. Who actually listened to the Dvar Hashem by Yishma and Saras Hashem Chema Yotza Visar Mischila Rosh Vishon Yochul, and obviously Hashem is Barach, Zanger is not going to abate, said Pasukhov, till he fulfills the Tichnun, the plan. And of course, the Navi again stresses in Chafal of Lo Shalach Yisan Navi and Neim Batsu Lo Dibat Yalem Ein Dibo. We saw this already before. V'imamdu B'Sodi V'yashmir Dvara Yasami V'yishivu Midarka Mara Mira Malayim. Obviously, had they been Omid B'Sod, had they actually been the V.A.M.S., then undoubtedly they would have directed us in a proper way. And therefore, Ribbono Shel Olam indicates that this is the ultimate to'elis of the V.A. Sheker, a to'elis which is going to lead us to doom and gloom. And yet we continue, and the Navi describes a great length in Pesukim Chav Gimel and Pasuk Chav Dal, which is a very famous Pasuk, which is used by Chazal to describe the source of Tzniyus in Yisosish Mistarim Vanilor Enunum Hashem Halo Es HaShamayim V'Esaratani Molidim Hashem. Nothing can be hidden from Hashem is Barach. Shamati is Hashem on the Vim, and even Mishmi Shekelimor. Chalamti, Chalamti. These Nevi'im, of course, Keilu, have dreams. Keilu. They are Nevi'im, but of course, at Masayesh, believe on Nevi'im, Nibe Ashoker, on Nevi'i Tarmis Liba, they are deceitful, they are Shakronim. Hacheshu Lashkiach Esami Shmi. Bachalamesim Hashem Yisapu Yishreveyo. It's just basically Chalomis, it's dreams. And there's obviously a rather fundamental distinction between someone who has a chalom and someone who has a prophetic vision, someone who has a nevuah. And we'll just end the shir, the next two or three psukim. Pasuk Chavches, Hanavi Asher Ito Chalom, Yisaper Chalom. Vasher Dvori Ito Yibadaber Dvori Emes. Ma La Teven Es Abor Num Hashem. One has to be able to make discriminating distinctions between Teven and Bar, between the Tvua and the Chaff, between the Vua, which is MS, and Chalomis of Dvarim B'Telim, between the V.A. Sheker and the V.M.S. Hello, Kod Dvari Koesh Num Hashem, Ukifati Shifotzit Sola Lachain, Hidden Yala Nevi'im Num Hashem, Meganve Dvarai. They are stealing my words. Num Hashem Aloichim B'Shoinam Vayinam Unum. Rashi here quotes from Chazal that they had some sort of spies who spied upon the Navi Emes, and they somehow used the same expressions to issue Nevu of Sheker. Rashi refers to Chalanya ben Ezer, who heard Yirmiyahu saying Nevu in the Shuk, and simply he used a similar kind of language. The Radak describes different types of Nevi Sheker, and so the Ribbono Shel Olam indicates very clearly in Pasuk Lamed Beis, Lo Shelachtim Ulo Tzivisim, they're not going to have any impact whatsoever, and therefore, clearly, these Nevi'i Sheker are just going to send us, Rachmana Litzlan, consign us to perdition, to oblivion. We are moving completely in the wrong direction. Be'etz Hashem, in the next Shia, we will explore another aspect of this and speak about the notion of Masa that the Navi talks about at the end of Perach of Gimel.